planning the Nakba, what they really said. A credible threat audio project. On November 29, 1947, the United Nations suggested giving 55% of historic Palestine to a minority Jewish population for a Jewish state. Palestinian Arabs rejected this as unjust. The Zionist Jewish leadership publicly accepted the UN suggestion, but in fact they had other plans. According to Israeli historian Ilan Pape, the Zionist leadership, led by David Ben-Gurion, held a series of secret meetings starting in December 1947 to determine what to do next. David Ben-Gurion, later the first Prime Minister of Israel, was at this time executive head of the World Zionist Organization and head of the Jewish Agency. In December 1947, Ben-Gurion called together leaders from the Jewish Agency, the Jewish National Fund, the Zionist paramilitary Haganah, intelligence units, and the elite commando force, the Palmach. All of the following quotations are from members of those secret meetings. All these quotes are from historical documents and from the book The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine by Ilan Pape. David Ben-Gurion, December 3rd, 1947.
There are 40% non-Jews in the areas allocated to the Jewish state. This composition is not a solid basis for a Jewish state, and we have to face this new reality with all its severity and distinctness. Such a demographic balance questions our ability to maintain Jewish sovereignty. Only a state with at least 80% Jews is a viable and stable state.
Yigal Alon, commander of the Palmach commando units.
What is to be done with the Palestinian population?
Such a reality, the Palestinian majority in the land, will compel the Jewish settlers to use force to bring about the dream. A purely Jewish Palestine.
Yitzhak Rabin, later Prime Minister of Israel, at this time Chief Operations Officer of the Palmach Commando Units.
I agree. It is essential to drive the inhabitants out.
They can either be mass arrested or expelled. It is better to expel them.
Ezra Danin, Haganah Intelligence.
Violent actions will terrify them and will render help from the Arab world useless.
What do you mean by violent actions?
Destroying the traffic, buses, lorries that carry agricultural products and private cars, sinking their fishing boats in Jaffa, closing their shops, and preventing raw materials from reaching their factories.
How will they react?
Initial reaction may be riots, but eventually they will understand the message.
Yosef Weitz, Jewish National Fund.
This is not enough. Is it not now the time to get rid of them? Why continue to keep in our midst those thorns at a time when they pose a danger to us? The only solution is to transfer the Arabs from here to neighboring countries. Not a single village or a single tribe must be let off. Only after this transfer will the country be able to absorb millions of our brothers. There is no other solution. Transfer does not only serve one aim, to reduce the Arab population. It also serves a second purpose, which is to evict land now cultivated by Arabs and to free it for Jewish settlement. Takeover of Arab lands is a sacred duty. Without transfer, there will be no Jewish state. Without transfer, there will be no Jewish state.
Moshe Sharet, later Prime Minister of Israel, at this time with the Jewish Agency.
We will only have enough troops to defend ourselves, not to take over the country.
If we receive in time the arms we have already purchased, and maybe even receive some of that promised to us by the UN, we will be able not only to defend ourselves, but also to inflict death blows on the Syrians in their own country, and take over Palestine as a whole. We can starve the Arabs of Haifa and Jaffa. We can face all the Arab forces. I am in no doubt of this.
But actions such as the unprovoked and barbaric attack on Hesas will prompt quiet Arabs to act against us.
Eliyahu Sasson, Jewish Agency Political Department.
In all the areas where we committed no provocative actions, in the coastal plain and the Negev, the atmosphere is calm. But not in the Galilee.
Ezra Danin again.
It is true that the villagers show no wish to fight, and the Arab liberation forces are confining themselves to the areas reserved for a Palestinian state.
Yes, I believe the majority of the Palestinian masses accept the partition as an accomplished fact and do not believe it is possible to overcome or reject it. The decisive majority of them do not want to fight us, despite the trickle of militant volunteers coming in. The people themselves seem eager to return to normalcy.
Palti Sela, Haganah Intelligence.
Normalcy is the rule. Agitation is the exception. If these people are to be expelled, it cannot be done as retaliation for any aggression on their part.
Igal Adin, Haganah, head of operations.
We need to abandon the term retaliation. This is not what we're doing. This is an offensive, and we need to initiate preemptive strikes. No need for a village to attack us first.
Yitzhak Sadeh, Palmach commander.
We were wrong to initiate only retaliations. Aggression is the mood and mode now.
Moshe Dayan, Haganah General Staff.
Our action against Hesas ignited the Galilee, and this was a good thing.
Igal Alon again.
We should have been more aggressive. We could have taken Jaffa easily by now and should have attacked the villages around Tel Aviv. We have to go for a series of collective punishments, even if there are children living in the houses. A call for peace will be weakness. We need to expand into areas that have been quiet for too long.
We have the upper hand. It is time to inflict collateral damage. Every attack must end with occupation, destruction, and expulsion. No need to distinguish between innocent and guilty. We should start using a new term, defensive aggression.
We need a clear directive to the troops.
Gad Machnis, Haganah Intelligence.
They are still blowing up a house here and a house there.
A small reaction does not impress anyone. A destroyed house, nothing. Destroy a neighborhood and you begin to make an impression.
There is a need now for strong and brutal reactions. We need to be accurate about timing, place, and those we hit. If we accuse a family, we need to harm them without mercy, woman and children included. Otherwise, this is not an effective reaction. During the operation, there is no need to distinguish between guilty and not guilty.
Over the next several months, Palestinians were systematically driven out of Haifa, sections of Jerusalem, and other cities and villages of Palestine. David Ben-Gurion, in a speech to the Mapai Council in Jerusalem, February 7th, 1948.
When I come now to Jerusalem, I feel I am in a Jewish city. When you enter this city through Lifta and Romema, King George Street, there are no Arabs. In many Arab neighborhoods in the West, you do not see even one Arab. And what happened in Jerusalem and in Haifa can happen in large parts of the country. If we persist, it is quite possible that in the next 6 or 8 months, there will be considerable changes in the country, very considerable, and to our advantage. There will certainly be considerable changes in the demographic composition of the country.
By May 15, 1948, when Israel declared itself a nation, several hundred thousand Palestinians had been driven out by Zionist military force. By the end of the war, over 700,000 Palestinians were driven out, over two-thirds of the population, and over 400 Palestinian villages were destroyed. For Palestinians, this was the Nakba, which means catastrophe. Planning the Nakba, what they really said. Credible Threat Audio, including the voices of Vince Balestri, Kenny Cohen, Tim Smith Stewart, Ricky Coates, Greg Lockridge, Peter Lipman, Jake Harris, David Sandler, David Baum, Hannah Eady, Edward Mast.